Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Chaat Masala. We are back. We took a little bit of a break and I think we start like this every time. Is that true?
Maybe we should just do monthly.
Yeah, something like that. But here we are back. Whenever there's a cool, we're giving away too much. Whenever there's a movie out, we usually try and record that weekend. So here we are with another episode. We have a little bit of gossip. We have a funky new trailer, which I think everybody's talking about. Barbara, they're good to talk about, and then a few others. And then the review of Drishyam. I have my co-host with me.
Hey guys, so happy to be back. So we don't have a lot to talk about, but we just wanted to review Drishyam and then, you know, pick up any little bit of gossip and trailers that have come up in the last couple of weeks. So I want to start with Deepika, Priyanka, all of that stuff that's been going on. So Deepika was on Hollywood, on Vanity Fair's Hollywood, Next Generation of Hollywood 2016 thing with people like Lily Collins and other celebrities of tomorrow. So she looked really good. The picture of her featured in that article was her coming out of a car with a red suit, like a business suit. She looked really, really pretty. And then I saw a video of her talking about, talking about her fashion and everything. And she's just like, oh my God, she looked so pretty. Like, I could not get over how gorgeous she is because the way she, like, the makeup and everything was flawless. And she was talking about whether she'd prefer a gown or a sari.
Yeah.
Like, I always like saris because they're comfortable and pretty and sexy and everything. So, so I guess she's, you know, like, making it in Hollywood. What I thought was interesting was there was this, in an interview, someone asked her about what, you know, the stuff Priyanka had done. And she was like, yeah, well, she's done stuff, but I really think Aishwarya is the real torchbearer for putting India on the global map. And there's been a lot of talk about the rivalry between Priyanka and Deepika. So I just wanted to touch on that a little bit because I think that's one of the big things of the week.
Yeah. So, I mean, cool honor on Vanity Fair, but it's funny because we all know that Priyanka has obviously done bigger things right now, regardless of both of them are at the same time in Hollywood. You talk about one film with Vin Diesel for Deepika, whereas a full TV show, a music video, she's hosting different things. She was a part of the Academy Awards, and she got the MTV Award. So in all circumstances, Priyanka is just more present. And I think that Priyanka's been on the cover of multiple magazines here in the US, including Time.
Yeah.
Exactly. And nobody asked her about Deepika. And I think I can see it being a little bit of a, you know, like, I think Deepika just wants to shine in her own light. It's just unfortunate that it happened at the same time that Priyanka is kind of being successful in Hollywood. So I can see that being a little bit kind of weird. And to be honest, like, I think they're doing two different things altogether, and there just happened to be, and Aishwarya was not even close. Like, yeah, she came on Oprah. That's basically where Aishwarya's Hollywood thing was.
Yeah. First of all, I think this is my thing with Priyanka. I have lots of issues with her, but I just feel like she doesn't get her due in Bollywood a lot because people are easy to dismiss her. And people are easy to, like, love on Deepika, where I'm like, this woman has survived through, like, all sorts of craziness in her career.
Yeah.
You know, starting from Miss World, where not a lot of people make it, you know, they are Miss World. Transitioning into from a model to an actress, and then after her maybe or maybe not affair with SRK, you know, like, whatever, she was kind of written off. I mean, she's really, like, made it, and she's kind of, she may be a little bit weird and fake and everything, but she's an entrepreneur, and that's really interesting and cool. So I just feel like she doesn't get her due, and when Deepika said that, kind of annoyed me a little bit.
Yeah, I like, know, I can, you can see that. And also, Priyanka is being so, not generous.
And she's but she's very supportive of Deepika.
Yes, exactly.
At least publicly.
Priyanka has been so, so nice and generous, and so it's just, it's a little bit annoying, but I think in the end of the day, it's just, I think media is trying to find something. It's the same thing what happened when Deepika said something about Kareena. Like, she just said, you know, Deepika was kind of frustrated because they kept asking about her secret wedding, about her, you know, about her secret wedding to, or secret roka to Ranveer. And I think we talked about it last time. And finally, Deepika was like, no, I'm not getting married. I'm not pregnant. I am not this. I'm not that. And people tweaked that and took it as a diss on Kareena. I feel like there's just a lot of media, anything anybody says, even Kareena, poor thing, she says anything about pregnancy and they're like, oh, you're talking about all the working mothers and you're like, oh my goodness, stop it. So there's a little bit of that, but I can see it being a little bit of a competition too, because unfortunately it's just happening so much at the same time, which I don't think both of them intended it to at all.
I read another article saying that Deepika's team was, like, whenever Priyanka's team was vying for a role, they vied for the same role.
Oh. I didn't I hear, like, isn't this which name? One?
The Bond thing.
Yeah, the Bond thing was everybody in the world. I feel like everybody decided that they were going to be Bond today. That was just a weird phase. Even though Daniel, whatever his name, the current Bond has one more film left to do, everybody's like, nope, we are the next ones. Woman, man, doesn't matter. But remember that what's her name? And the Indian in New York, one of the Hollywood movie after Spy, right?
Recently? Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's even talking about her. She's like, I have my second movie.
I don't know.
We are also obsessed with Deepika's and Priyanka's of the world.
But that's because one, Nargis Fakhri is an Indian.
Isn't Indian. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
That's number one. Number two is that Nargis Fakhri wasn't ever really in Bollywood. Yeah. For like a split second. And then, you know, it's kind of like Frida Pinto. It's like not ours. We don't feel any connection.
But we've seen Nargis in literally four of the five movies we've seen last time. Anyway, so I do want to talk, before we move away from Deepika, I wanted to talk about the profit sharing kind of talk that was happening with Padmavati. Yeah. So is it that she wasn't allowing, there was something about she wanted profit sharing and they would just give her a lump sum money. Is that what happened?
Yes. So I think it's kind of sad where like Ranbir Kapoor hasn't had a hit in years, you know? Yes. I think Ye Jawani Hai Deewani was his last, and that was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, but male stars, they still get to do profit sharing, and female stars who are as successful as Deepika, like, she has not given us a flop in a while, you know, and she's had Piku in the last year, and she's also had, Bajirao Mastani in the last year, and both of these films were huge, and she obviously has a huge following of people.
Yes.
And Padmavati is based on Padmavati, who's a woman.
Yeah.
So you would think that producers would be more open to profit sharing for a woman who's so big. Who has such a big following. But apparently not. They didn't give her profit sharing. They just gave her 10 crores flat, which is a good...
Yeah.
It's good, but you know, where Ranbir Kapoor is getting 20 crores or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
It's Deepika still getting this, and she's not getting profit sharing.
Which that's kind of sad. And I hope it changes, especially with Priyanka, people like Priyanka and even Rani Mukherjee on the seat of like producing things, you know, and being in that power role. I'm hoping this changes with like even Zoya Akhtar and, you know, people like that who are...
Anushka Sharma too.
Exactly. Anushka Sharma is a great example. So I think it'll start changing when there's more women in that power role, which has been traditionally men. Not director role, I mean more producer roles.
Yeah, but then you know, people are like, this is why these guys go to Hollywood.
Exactly.
It might not be the best over there. It's still not the best over there, but it's way better than India. Yeah,
I agree.
Anyway, so that was one thing. The other thing, talking about producers, I've heard that this is a blind item, but it was interesting.
First of all, let's talk, I want to talk about how many blind items there have been in the last 2 weeks. They're like, nobody wants to say anything. Everything is on blind item. And it's like, it's so funny because it's so obvious sometimes.
This one is really obvious.
Yes, even the next one's very obvious, but anyway.
So, two producers who are male producers are fighting over the lead actress in their film. Who do you think it is?
Oh my God. So, okay, first of all, we've talked about Farhan and Shraddha for a while. We landed on Shraddha after he went around the block. or we went with him around the block and talked about Kalki. We talked yes, we talked about everybody, and then we finally were like, I think it's Shraddha. Let's just call it what it is. I think it's Shraddha. Well, seems like it is Shraddha, even though Hritesh Sidhwani, who is also the other direct producer, is fighting over Shraddha, which I feel like, isn't Hritesh very much older? But I guess Farhan's older too. Shraddha's a baby.
No, but Hritesh is not fighting over Shraddha. Hritesh is saying, Farhan, stop being in love with your lead actress because it's ruining our production.
That's true, that's true. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, not love, I mean fighting over, like, they're fighting together on it. Yes. Yeah, but it seems like Farhan is, like, into Shraddha. It's been quite a while, right?
Right.
So
I don't know. I mean, I won't believe it till I see it with my own eyes. So, I mean, Farhan Akhtar's wife, I forgot her name, ex-wife.
Aduna.
Aduna and Shraddha, they're like polar opposites. I mean, yes. Could you have, I mean, can both of them be your type? Like,
well,
like,
I think, you know, like how you do after you break up, you go to the opposite of what you had. She's like, you know, Aduna was too much for him, and, you know, he's looking for some fun and lightheartedness and a baby, clearly.
Oh my gosh, don't say baby. That feels sick. But anyway, this is a blind item, so I won't believe it till I see it. And you guys, I mean, I don't think you should believe it till you see it, but this is something that came up.
Yes, and then the other blind item, which was also not blind really, is about how Sanjay Leela Bhansali is in love with an actress. Or I guess they didn't say the producer. A famous, very expensive, making big budget filmmaking producer is in love with this unique top heroine who is a female-oriented heroine. and the other heroine, who is now an international star, is very upset.
Okay, first of all, well, let's clarify in love, okay? I I'm assuming they're talking about Sanjay Leela Bhansali here.
Yes.
And Sanjay Leela Bhansali is not in love with someone, as in, like, he doesn't, like, there's no romantic love. He just admires and appreciates, and apparently admires and appreciates, according to this article, Kangana a lot, which is pissing off Deepika because Kangana and Deepika have their own rivalry thing going on.
I know, but, like, it's funny because Kangana, I can see Kangana being an amazing muse for Sanjay Leela Bhansali. I mean, they feel like it's weird they haven't worked together, because I feel like they both would be amazing, and especially for all the traditional roles and that Sanjay Leela Bhansali does, Kangana would be like amazing.
I thought that she put in a feeler for Padmavati, that her agent called him and said, I want to be cast, and he was like, no, I'm going with Deepika.
I know, so but I think, yeah. So, I don't know why there's a blind item situation around it. Why can't they just come out and say that I want to work with each other? But anyway, there's a blind item there.
Yes, apparently, according to the blind item, Sanjay Leela Bhansali doesn't talk about it. He just quietly admires her.
Oh my God. Well, good for Kangana. She needs some people in her camp. Have you heard anything about Rangoon? I'm kind of excited to see that. I've not seen any. I thought that everything's done and it's ready to be released, right? Soon?
Yeah, I think they're done with the shooting. So must be a post-production now. Yeah. But no, I haven't seen anything so far. Yeah, I'm really excited about
me too, because I haven't seen Kangana since like that horrible Katti Batti movie, which was terrible.
No, and I love all three of them. I love Shahid, I love Saif, I love Kangana. I can't wait to see what kind of chemistry they will have between the three of them.
Yes.
So super excited for that.
All right, so the last gossip we have is Ae Dil Hai Mushkil and Shivay releasing on the same date, which again brings the clash of two titans. Not Shah Rukh and Salman, but the other two, Ajay Devgan and Karan Johar.
Is Ajay Devgan really a titan?
Whoa, he's been doing decently, isn't he?
I don't know. Maybe it's just not the kind of films I watch. I'm not aware of it.
Well, I think, honest, we basically don't watch anything. We don't, other than Shah Rukh Khan and maybe now Salman, but we never really watch Akshay Kumar's as much or Ajay Devgan.
Hey, I really liked Airlift. And I'm really
excited. Yeah, but that's not a very Akshay Kumar film.
Rustam. Oh, I'm totally excited for Rustam. I am. I'm not joking.
I know, but that's not a traditional Akshay Kumar film. Those two are very different. We've never been big fans. We've been like, yeah, they're here too.
I guess that's what it is. So yeah, so again, blind item, guys, so don't sue us for this. But they basically, they both will have the same release date, and then Ajay Devgan called up, or Ajay Devgan's people called Karan Johar's people and were like, hey, would you shift your date? And Karan Johar's like, no, I'm totally gonna win this battle. So,
and he's done this before, and then they'll bring in Kajol because they feel like Kajol and Karan are so close and she's gonna make it all right, but she makes it even worse. This has happened before, like I think twice.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, it's ridiculous. People should just let it be, and whoever's worried should move on, much like Rais and Sultan. What did Shah Rukh Khan do? He gently bowed out, which was the smartest decision ever. Because
but he got a lot of slack for it.
He did it gracefully. He promoted Sultan and he was out, but you know, obviously he didn't have a good film last with fan, and so he wanted to give it his best shot. And why would you compete with Salman Khan fans?
I have no idea. That makes sense. So I think that's the end of our news section. It was short and sweet, I think, this time, and we only have a couple of trailers to talk about. What we're really excited about is Dishoom. So listen to this song and come back to listen to our reviews for the trailers and for Dishoom.
आगे आगे रास्ते नए नए मोड़ सारे ना तू कभी घबरा रे चले जा अकेले तू अपने ही दम पे तेरा हम सफर हौसला रे तुझे क्या फिक्र जो सियाही भरी है जहां में चरागों के आगे खुशामद करे क्यों भला तेरी शामें है तेरी दोनों आंखें रोशनी से भरी कहकशां तू मेरी कहकशां तू मेरी कहकशां कहकशां तू मेरी रोशनी
back. So we have two trailers to talk about, kind of totally different, but we have Bar Bar Dekho, which is releasing on September 9th, directed by Nithya Mehra, who is a new full director. She's been an assistant director before, and it's got Katrina Kaif and Siddharth Malhotra, and it's kind of like three giants come together, right? So it's Dharma Productions, so Karan Johar, XL Entertainment, and then there's Farhan Akhtar's production company as well. So there's three. So Eros, XL, as well as Dharma. So that's like three big wigs, Nithya Mehra, Siddharth Malhotra, and Katrina Kaif.
That's crazy that they had so many production houses.
Yes. Three.
Is it going to be that good?
So it's funny because I saw this, round table. You know how Karan Johar does this, you know, whenever he... Coffee with Karan-esque, he put a round table together. He's very good at, you know, like creating... He stirs controversy, and so, you know. But it was funny, though. So the background of this was this script was came to Karan Johar years ago, like about 6-7 years ago. And he thought it was interesting, but he felt like it needed so much work that he just didn't have the time or the effort and to kind of mold it into something. Then it went to Farhan Akhtar after, like, maybe it recycled in 4 years. 4 years ago, it went to Farhan Akhtar. Farhan Akhtar had the same reaction where he was like, it's interesting, but you have to put so much effort into it that you need to find a great director who's ready to put their hands into it.
Right.
Then 2 years ago, it went to Ritesh Sidwani. Again, imagine whoever the scriptwriter, whoever wrote the script has been like shopping this around for 6 years now. Went to Ritesh, and he was the same thing. But at that time, he was doing a movie where Nithya Mehra was an assistant director. And he was like, you know, Nithya Mehra was looking for you know, kind of a directorial debut. And the script then went to, so when it came to Sidhwani, he basically was just in, you know, in an off chance talking to Nitya Mehra about it. And Nitya was like, can I take it and come back to you? And Hridesh was like, well, I feel like it's been around, and so everybody has the same opinion.
Same reaction, yeah.
So she's like, let me come back to you. So a year ago, I think, or a year and a half ago, she rewrote the whole, you know, rewrote it, built it. And then she went and went back to everybody and repitched it. And all three of them said, yes, I want to do it.
Awesome.
Right? I thought that was really cool. And she had Katrina Kaif and Siddharth Malhotra in mind, which is a very, very, very odd pair. I don't even know how anybody would think of them together. But I guess it works.
That's awesome. For the trailer, I was not expecting that at all.
No,
I thought
me
it was going to be like a cute romantic story, yes. Which it is. But then there's some time travel. It kind of feels like that ex-girlfriend's past thing,
yes.
Matthew McConaughey. So it was just very interesting. And I felt like Siddharth and Katrina looked good together.
Yeah, so first they released Kala Chashma, which I thought was awesome song. I mean, Katrina is fit. And
she can dance.
Oh, my goodness. She looked amazing. Like, forget her acting.
That happened with, what was that? Sheila.
Yes.
Right after, that was a changing
point.
She
bloomed. I mean, she looks amazing. So that looks great as well. So here's what I think they should have done. But anyway, it's too late. But so they released Kala Chashma. Then they released this weird motion graphic poster. There was a motion graphic poster where basically it went forward in time, backward in time, forward in time, backward in time. And you're like, you know, what is going on? Like, there's so much like happening. And you came out thinking there's time travel, or you were just unsure.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that they had not. I feel like the trailer gave away too much. I feel like now I know what's going to happen. Like, I know he goes in life forward, looks at his marriage, which he doesn't want to happen, and then thinks about how horrible his life would be, and then comes back and tries to make it happen. Yeah. So I feel like they should have just left it in that ambiguity where people would go and be like, what is this about? And so that's a miss, I feel like, because now I'm like, I thought movie looked good. I feel like it's going to be like, yeah, okay, I'll watch it on DVD. Like, there's no reason for me to go in the theater and be like, let me watch this amazing, what is this about, you know? And in some cases, that might disappoint. Remember the Shahid and Priyanka one, which ended up disappointing people?
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but I thought it was interesting. Like, I wasn't sure what it was going to be about.
Yes.
I liked Kala Chashma, but it didn't excite me. I felt like the trailer super excited me.
Yeah.
For Kala Chashma, felt like a normal song.
Totally.
She
dances
really well. It didn't feel like anything. And then this was like different. And then this makes me want to see the movie. So I think I had a different reaction than you.
Yeah, I mean, it looks interesting and doesn't look like that. We haven't had a good, Dishum, other than Dishum, there hasn't been too much happening. So I think this would be a good time for it to come. And they both look fresh. And this, you know, it's
feels they like look really good together.
Yeah, it feels like a Dharma production. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely does. I was surprised at how good they look together because I just felt like Katrina would look older.
Yes.
But they just look nice. I don't know why.
I completely agree.
Who was the other young old couple that we were like not getting behind? I can't remember, but someone.
You mean like a actress thing?
Yeah, we just talked about like Varun or someone like that who didn't look good.
I'm trying to remember who it was. Yeah, I can't remember. But
I think it was Aditya Roy and Katrina.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, right? But she looks good with Siddharth, so yes. That was refreshing. So I think that is our trailer. So would you recommend we watch it?
I think there's nothing else going on that time. Yes, we will watch it.
Okay, I want to watch it regardless of what's going on. The other movie that came out, a trailer that came out recently and that I'm also excited about is Happy Bhag Jayegi, which I did not think I would like. So it's releasing on August 19th. It's directed by Mudassar Aziz. And before this, he did Dulha Mil Gaya, which I have not watched. So I don't know.
No,
I mean. It has Diana Penty, Abhay Deol, Ali Fazal, Jimmy Shergill, after a long time. Produced by Anand Rai and Krishika Lulla. What did you think?
So, oh my God. First, like, what a fresh movie. I love the color of the movie. I love, I'm surprised by Diana Pente. Like, she has got like that accent.
Punjabi.
A Punjabi accent. And then Abhay Deol looks really good. And I haven't seen him in a while too. So I thought this trailer, I don't want to give too much away because I want people to go watch the trailer because I think it's very, very different. And it's just funky. And I'm excited to watch it. And I think it's next week.
Yeah, and it made me laugh out loud a couple of times, yes. Which is interesting. So this is, I guess, the difference between Baar Baar Dekho and Happy Bhag Jayegi. Is Happy Bhag Jayegi, I'm actually going to mark that date.
Yes.
And watch it. And Baar Baar Dekho, when it comes, I'll just know, I guess. Yes, I mean, I'm exactly. Not, so I'm definitely super excited about Happy Bhag Jayegi. So yeah, I think people should watch it. I also don't want to give anything away, but it's really interesting. Don't go by the lack of star cast. Just go watch the trailer. And
it's got an interesting India-Pakistan thing, but not political at all in any way.
Yes, yes. Or maybe it becomes political. But
we don't know. According to the trailer, it's just a hilarious comedy.
Yeah, it's definitely a comedy. So go check it out.
All right, so that brings us to the end of our trailer section. This was short and sweet, but we will be back after the song break with Dushyam.
याद है वो बातें मेरे बचपन की, डैडी कहते थे खोटा सिक्का चलेगा नहीं, मम्मी प्यार से खिलाती दाल चावल और दही, माँ के हाथों का वो जादू फाइव स्टार में नहीं, मर मर के मिली कॉलेज डिग्री, मेरी जॉब एक ट्रेजेडी अच्छो सैलरी, एक लड़की मिली थी वो भी डंप कर गई, डंप होने को बैठा हूँ कोई मिले तो सही,
ओ बंदा सीता रब दा मैं, डिटो तेरे वर्गा मैं, काम गलत कोई कर दाते फिर ना उसको छटता मैं, किस लड़की को छेड़ कोई बॉडी जुम कर चिटिंग और खेले कोई बॉडी जुम, मेरे इंडिया को बुरा कहा बॉडी जुम, जन गण मन खड़ा हुआ बॉडी जुम, बॉडी जुम, बॉडी जुम, बॉडी जुम,
guys, welcome back. So the movie we're going to be reviewing today is Tishoom. So it released on July 29th, so very recently. It's directed by Rohit Dhawan, brother of Varun Dhawan.
And son of David Dhawan.
Yes, David Dhawan. And it has John Abraham, Varun Dhawan, Akshay Kumar, Akshay Khanna, Jacqueline Fernandez, Nargis Fakhri, everyone on the sun, basically. And its music is composed by Preetam. So if you've been hearing that song, what's that song with
Janeman? Janeman.
Okay, whatever. So that song, that's Preetam. What did you think?
Oh my God. Okay. So firstly, I think so this may not have gotten it all right, but I've been waiting for not waiting. Okay. So I've been missing since they started the trailer. I've been missing movies that David Dhawan did, which were over the top sometimes, but some of them totally worked, where it was just a full on masala comedy, where there was nothing too seriously think about, but it's a great fun movie to go watch. But it's not crude or anything. It's just a fun action movie. So been missing that since this trailer came out because I realized there's an empty space out there and nobody's really taking it. So I think it delivered quite a bit. So if nothing else, you should go watch it for Akshay Kumar's Man Bun, which I think is amazing, uh-huh. And his pairs of orange swimsuits. So I think definitely, if nothing else, you should go watch it for that. But other than that, I think it was a full masala movie. I think I expected, like, cinematography worked, and I feel like it almost brought David Dhawan's movies to the modern world, but I guess he did it in the 90s, so it was modern then. But it's not a low budget movie in any way. It's not like a cheapo comedy. It's just a funky, beautiful, like amazing water, skyscrapers. There's Dubai in it, which makes it all glittery and glamoury. I think that the story, there's nothing to it. It's just as simple as what you saw in the trailer. There's a cricketer who's been kidnapped, and then John Abraham and Varun Dhawan are there to go find out in a comedy way, with a comedy lens to it, who did it, and then bring him back in 48 hours so he can play India-Pakistan match. So it's a very simple, simple movie or story. But obviously, it's got everything David Dhawan does. So it's got comedy, tons and tons of it, which I think Varun Dhawan, I think, is going to be the next Salman Khan. He looks good. He looks so good, and he's so easy on the camera. He's so likable. Like, you just want to be like, even though he plays a dud in the movie, I mean, not all the way, he obviously comes to his own, but he plays that Salman Khan comedy in such a good way. He's so easy. Really, really liked him. What's his name? Abraham? John Abraham? It was hard because he's become more uptight than before. Like, I feel like Dostana opened him up, and then he forgot how to open up himself again in this movie or something, because I think the director could have gotten more out of him because he has done comedy before. But I think, to be honest, like, his gun had more personality than him. Like, it just was so, a little bit so dry and so tight and wooden that it was just, yeah. So, not the biggest fan, and I think it was actually a miss on the director's part, because I know John Abraham can deliver that, as he's done. Jacqueline Fernandez, I mean, come on. Like, she, much like in most of David Dhawan's movies in the past, the women have not had the greatest roles. They've always been kind of like a sex symbol, but also like a love interest, like, who plays, like, I don't know what's going on, take me around, help me around, and you know. So she's still there. But I mean, even through that, I liked it only because I expected going in this. They didn't surprise me in any way. That was, you know, I took it personally because I'm like, I'm going to watch Dishom, which is directed by Dhawan's. So it wasn't like I was expecting like crazy amount of, you know, women empowerment or anything like that. And then there was all other people like Nargis Fakhri in there as well. And then Parineeti Chopra, who looked damn hot. And then there was somebody else too. Akshay Kumar and Akshay Khanna. Akshay Khanna looks bulky in my mind, but I don't know. But Akshay Kumar looked really, really good, especially when he came in that jet ski or whatever. So I thought it was a full masala movie, and I really liked it.
I think I disagree with you on a ton of things. Okay, so I liked it a lot too. So let's just start there. I agree with you on that. I really liked it. So I was thinking, when I think of David Dhawan, I think of Houseful. I'm sorry, but that's what I think of. So I was going in expecting something so basic that I would just be like holding my hair, like pulling out my hair.
Yeah. Forcing yourself to watch
this. This was not basic at all. It was basic, but in like the coolest way. Like, what I remember, and this is a little sillier than that, but in a great way again. But what I thought of was Mehuna, and we've not had like a Mehuna type comedy. With like a political action-y thing, you know, like a full masala drama Bollywood action film. So we haven't had that in a while. So that's what I thought of. Of course, it was a little bit more silly. But I enjoyed it. I really liked it. I knew what was going to happen, of course, like in terms of the cricketer will come back.
The story wasn't anything new. It was new in the sense of like outside of the trailer.
Yes. Yeah. But I thought they put some interesting twists, like in the last Iron Man movie, you find out that the Mandarin is not the Mandarin because it's an actor playing it. So I'm spoiler alert, guys. But they use a few tools like that in this movie to kind of, you know, throw you off.
Yes.
And make it interesting, which I really liked. As for the acting, Varun Dhawan, oh my gosh, I don't think he's Salman Khan. I think he's Govinda, because Salman Khan can't act, and that's been a thing through his career. Like, I don't think he's the best actor. But Varun Dhawan emotes, you know. He's funny. He can carry the silly lines with face.
And he looks good. Like, it's so weird. Like, it's a weird. Like, Govinda never looked good. Like, there's something about his, like, Varun Dhawan that he looks good and he's
funny. And like all yes. of those things. And it's so, because when I was watching this movie, I was thinking about how people are like, Ranbir is the next one. And I was like, I never felt that, because he doesn't really appeal to the masses. Like I feel like he may be the next like person to watch in terms of Shah Rukh Khan, but the kind of mass appeal that Salman Khan, Govinda yes. have and have had, I feel of the new crop of actors, it I feel like it's Ranveer Singh and
Varun Dhawan. Easily. Kind of,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's funny because I watched Baar Baar Dekho, the trailer, and then I watched this and I was like, it's just, Varun Dhawan is miles ahead.
Yes, yes,
in
yes.
terms of, like, he's not like the next Imran Khan who worked for a couple of movies and go. He's actually going to build like a following. So I really like that. And this is his seventh straight hit.
That so is amazing. And I know. Can you also imagine that he did Badlapur in between? Like, completely different. Like, yes. he's experimenting. He's good.
Yeah, I really like him. I really like the decisions he's taking. And I really like watching him too. Like, it's not like, like Sajid Khan appeals
to
some totally people. You know, like, Varun Dhawan appeals to everyone. So I had a problem again with John Abraham. And you're right about, like, Dostana kind of opened him up.
Yes.
But I feel like that's how they kind of played the characters. Like, they wanted Varun Dhawan. You know, like, the other thing this relationship, Varun Dhawan and John Abraham's relationship reminded me of was Dhoom.
Yes.
Where Uday Chopra is an idiot. Yes. And Abhishek Bachchan is all like, ooh,
but,
I'm so
but
strong.
But I feel like Abhishek Bachchan carries that off well. Like, Abhishek Bachchan is not a bad actor. He just doesn't put any effort into it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like John Abraham is just, he needs to be pushed and molded, and they just let him do what he would do, which is a very just an action. Like, I'll beat you up.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's what they were going for, is like that hero and the chela.
Yeah.
So I didn't hate it. I kind of got where they were coming from. But yeah, John Abraham could have been better. And I thought Jacqueline was great. I really like watching her on screen. If anyone has to do these kind of roles, like Houseful and this, I rather her than like that Miss India Urvashi.
Please.
You know, that's number one. And number two, she wasn't just like eye candy.
Yeah.
Like, she was eye candy, but she was also like I remember the scene where John Abraham stole the car.
Yes.
And the guy's like, where is my car? And he's like, she's like, you put your keys somewhere. And he's like, where did I put it? And she's like, in your pocket. And you know, she gave that like sly, mischievous smile. So she was part of the plan. She was part of the process. So
yes.
I thought she was like great in that, bringing that kind of fun, quirky character, woman. And not just being pretty and like damsel in distress. Like, I felt like she was also like the third person in the trio. She completed the trio. And I like that romantic angle too. So I actually really like this film. I think I watched it today morning. And it was just like a good movie to watch. Usually I'm watching Household 3 and I'm like, why?
I know. And I do want to say that. I do want to say that it's unfortunate that. So Pakistan has put a ban on this. Pakistan Censor Board has put a ban on it. Which is so sad. There's nothing about it. I feel like the fact that they've banned it makes it even more against Pakistan than it is. Does that make sense? Because there's nothing in there. That's just one character. Yeah,
but you know, it's okay. I completely agree with you after watching the movie. But as the film was starting and they were like, next is, and I know what's going to happen, right? Because I've seen the trailer, so I know it's going to get kidnapped. It's like, next match is India-Pakistan.
Yes.
And I was just like, why just every film, why does it have to be Pakistan, you know? Like, it's annoying as a country to always be, like, blamed for the action.
Totally. But
I think they did, like, Sri Lanka or any other country.
Yeah, but I think to that, and, you know, like, I heard Varun Dhawan's interview on this too, because I think that in the new generation, they don't see India-Pakistan as being that intense. Like, they don't feel like there's, because in the world you live, there's no like every day you're hating Pakistan. It's a very much older generation and all the baggage they bring. And so I feel like it's just, there's so much like love to hate in that relationship over time, especially in cricket, that why wouldn't you exploit it? As a emotion, because you bring it, like if it was in India and Sri Lanka, it's not as like, you know, like
it almost, be Australia.
Yeah, but even then, it's not like in anybody, I can totally see why. And I feel like it was almost done out of respect, because it was like, there's so much love for that form of game in those countries and between each other. There's so much, like, I think that's what they were trying to get at from, and especially, and Varun Dhawan was like, there is nothing in there that basically puts anyone down. It's, and all the way it was done in Dubai. So it doesn't mean Dubai is, you should get angry. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a reflection on Dubai. It's just the intensity of it is what they were trying to get to, because why, nobody goes to that extent. Indians will. And Pakistanis will. Like, we, both these countries will go out of, to save or to make them win a match. We burn effigies when one. So, I mean, that's what they were trying to get. And I feel really sad that you would take that as an offense.
I guess. I tell you, that was my instant reaction. I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Why again Pakistan?
Yeah.
But anyway.
But even the one that we were talking about, happy, you know, like happy Bhagjagi. It makes more sense. Her turning up in Sri Lanka will not, like, it just, the cultures are not similar, the idea is not similar, the people talking.
Yeah, and also there's the closed border.
Yeah, like, it's just,
yeah.
And it's more natural because she can get away there. Mm-hmm. Because we are one of the same, you know, from build of the same cloth. So I can totally see it anyway. So that's super sad that they didn't allow that. And then it could also be because Akshay Kumar is a gay character.
That could be true. But yeah, that was really nice because Akshay Kumar came out and said, I'm glad I finally did it because it took a while.
Yeah, like, and he did it so
for me to get a character.
Come on. I like that. Yes, you have to go for his man bun and his orange swimsuits.
And everyone and their mother is in this movie.
Yes, and I don't know what she was doing with that dog, just holding it. I don't understand this whole thing. And her accent, she needs help. She just should not talk.
I mean, I think she's left now, so.
No, she's coming back for the other one. Like, isn't she coming to do Banjo? Trailers, of, I mean, the...
Maybe, but has she signed any other films?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think she's done. I think she's, like, left India, honestly. But okay.
We'll find out. So how much would you give it?
I would give it a 3.
Yeah, I would give it 3.5, actually. Like, I thought it was a great all-around, good to watch. And in fact, it's one of those movies where I feel like it's okay to watch in the theater. Like, there's nothing else going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because it's, the cinematography is really, really good. And it keeps you on your toes. It's exciting. And I'm excited to see Varun Dhawan. I'm dying to see what he's doing next.
Me too. I really liked him. I didn't expect to like him as much as I have through all of his 7 films. So
yes.
When I saw Student of the Year, I was like, what? No. But yeah.
But did you notice, like, the only thing I felt that was so funny that, you know, the actor who acted as Virat Sharma?
Uh-huh. We never talked about Akshay Khanna, by the way.
Oh, yes. We should for a minute. But with the guy, who played Virat Sharma, is actually a Muslim. And I think that's what I feel like this whole movie was just so, like, it blended everybody together. Like, you couldn't tell who was from which because their whole point was, like, it's, you know, the whole, everybody's one and the same. Yeah. In between India and Pakistan. Yeah, so it was Skaib Salim, who is a Muslim, who played as full-on
Punjabi. He was one in that Karan Johar short film.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's, it's so crazy that they...
He's Huma Qureshi's brother, I think.
Yes. Is he? I don't know about that one. But anyways, I just thought it was so funny that you couldn't tell, you know, I felt like even Varun Dhawan's character, you were like, where are the interests lies? You know what I mean? You couldn't tell. Yeah. Like, it was so blended.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Akshay Khanna.
Oh, I loved him. I missed him. When I saw him, I was like, yeah, Akshay Khanna, his voice. And he looked a little bit like weird, like body shaped.
I know. He looked round. Which is kind of like, I wish he looked more like Abhay Deol. Like, I don't know why. I feel like he could have just done a little bit more work. He could. Just, he looked a little round, which was weird. But yeah, he plays negative decently. And he's just a great actor. I mean,
he was
fine. And I missed him. Yeah, so I liked him.
Oh man, I wish I saw more of him. Mm-hmm. Like I think I've never connected to a character as much as Dil Chahta Hai, Akshay Khanna's character. So
that brings us to the end of the episode. So glad you could join. We will be back in a couple of weeks and hopefully with the Happy Bhagjagi review.
Yeah, excited for that. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
यारा खुश रंग बहारा तू रात दीवानी मैं जर्द सितारा मुझसे मिलाया है तुझ पे मर के ही तो मुझे जीना आया है ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा तू रात दीवानी मैं जर्द सितारा तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा मैं तेरा हो जाऊं जो तू कर दे इशारा